This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Much of the political rhetoric around job losses for the last several months has focused on the impacts of trade. If you listen to any number of speeches, you would be convinced brilliant foreign economists are plotting to pick off every possible job in the nation. Some probably are, but there are other fundamental forces at work that are going to drive substantive restructuring of jobs not only in the manufacturing sector, but quickly moving over into retail services. A decade or so from now, we may well look back to 2017 as the start of the end of the mall. Okay, maybe it started a while back, but if you had any doubt about the changes going on in the way we buy stuff, just consider the implications of the listing in a recent USA Today article. Sears, JCPenney, Kmart, Macy's, these retailers are closing stores in 2017. Sears, which has been under the gun for some time, set to close 150 Kmart and Sears stores in 2017. JCPenney is ready to shutter 148 stores, Macy's 68 stores, H.H. Gregg 88 stores, as well as declaring bankruptcy. MC Sports is planning to lock up 68 stores and has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, as has Gander Mountain. The tales of Radio Shack declaring bankruptcy for the second time and closing another 187 stores in 2017 is yet another example of the retail sector taking a hammering. According to Statistics Brain Institute, an online data service, online sales will total over $440 billion in 2017, 2.5 times larger than 2010 figures. Purchases via a mobile device is projected at over $114 billion, and they don't even report data for 2010 in that category. The impact of lower commodity prices is that the safety net protection provided by the 2014 Farm Bill's agricultural risk coverage is projected to decrease substantially. By fiscal year 2019, the Congressional Budget Office projects ARC CO assistance for corn, soybeans, and wheat to drop by 63%, 12%, and 7% respectively from 2015 levels. More than 80% of the counties with corn, soybeans, or wheat-based acreage may experience a lower ARC CO revenue guarantee for the 2018-19 crop year than they are provided this year. Did you know that Governor Sonny Perdue will be the fourth Secretary of Agriculture in American history who has been a farmer? 14 farmers and ranchers from across the country, including AFBF President Zippy Duvall, met Tuesday with President Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue for a roundtable discussion on key issues facing agriculture. The meeting, held on the day Secretary Perdue was sworn into office, included a discussion among the farmers, President Trump, Vice President Pence, and Secretary Perdue on pressing issues for American agriculture, such as trade, labor, regulatory reform, and rural infrastructure. Duvall said meeting with the President, the Vice President, and Secretary Perdue at the White House was indeed an honor. He added agriculture had not just one, but many seats at the table to share with the President how access to international markets, farm labor shortages, and burdensome regulations impact not only the day-to-day business of our farmers and ranchers, but also the millions of jobs agriculture supports. Everyone is concerned about drinking water quality, and everyone needs to do their part in keeping good quality drinking water available for all. What's Your Strategy is a program that was designed to engage farmers in the nutrient and water quality issues facing agriculture by helping to provide information on possible nutrient losses from their production operations. This test will provide a snapshot in time of nitrogen levels in water collected from tile drainage, surface runoff, or nearby streams. To help find out what you may be losing from your farm, bring in your water samples to the local USDA office in Carlinville. Free confidential water testing will be offered on the third Thursday of the month, May 18th, June 15th, and July 20th this year. Bring in your samples anytime between 8 and 4:30 to find out what your nitrogen and ammonium levels are in your water sample. Samples should be at least 8 ounces and taken as close to the testing time as possible. Keep refrigerated until testing occurs. Sample containers should be clean and free of any residual chemicals or detergents. If you can calculate flow, USDA staff will be able to complete additional calculations such as pounds per day that is leaving the sample location. If you need a sample bucket, please contact the field office at 217-854-2626, extension 3, prior to collecting the samples. With increased numbers of vehicles and drivers, we need to know how to safely travel our nation's highways. Ask yourself the following. Do you effectively utilize your vehicle's safety equipment, such as lap and shoulder belts, head restraints, and the airbag system? How do you recognize and deal with impaired, distracted, or negligent drivers? What are the driving principles that can save your life? Have you ever wondered how you could deal with driving conditions over which you have absolutely no control? With an aging population, how can older drivers adapt to our current and future highway environment? Are you interested in saving on travel expenses such as fuel, vehicle maintenance, and insurance costs? If you've ever considered any of these questions as a driver, then find the answers to these and many more traffic issues by enrolling in the Defensive Driving Course that is being offered on June 7th and 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau Office in Carlinville. The registration fee of $15 covers course material, instruction, and lunch both days. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau will be sponsoring the presentation. The course is open to any person 55 years of age or older who are Farm Bureau members. An examination is not required to complete the course or receive certification. This program was developed by the National Safety Council and is internationally recognized for its significant contribution to our nation's traffic safety effort. The course is very informative, entertaining, and current with the present program recently being updated to reflect today's driving standards and environment. The instructor will be Doug Summer of Pekin, Illinois, who was a safety educator with Country Insurance and Financial Services for over 30 years. After his retirement from the insurance company, Doug started his own safety business, Summer Safety Sessions, which offers safety programs, seminars, and the defensive driving course. To register, please call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 by June 2nd. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.